Masechta Shavuos Daf Mem Ches, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalin and Beis, the Mishnah taught us Kol Nishboyin Shabbatayin Nishboyin V'Lei Mishalmin Ve'ilu Nishboyin V'Neglin, and the last case was V'Chen V'Yalpin Kasei. And on Daf Mem Heim and Aleph, the Mishnah continued and explained V'Chen V'Yalpin Kasei Ketzad Lo Yishayim Loi Kasev Alpin Kasei Shatachayiv Li Masayim Zuz Lo Im Loi Ten Lebedis Esayim Chitin or Ten Lepeili Selim Mois Huayim Nesati V'Hin Oim Loi Natalnu. The Tanakama holds and our Gemara will now bring machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, and as we will see, it will be applicable to our Mishnah. Our Gemara will discuss a case where two sets of Eidim will machish each other, and as Rashi explains, two Eidim stated that Reuven killed Shimon, and two Eidim stated that was certain that Reuven did not kill Shimon, as either they know that Reuven wasn't in that place on that day, or they may know that someone else killed Shimon. And Rashbam Maseches Bava Basra gives another example, as he states, "Edim hamachish zu azu be'edus achas kagoyin she'edu shnayim pleni lovim pleni mana v'shnayim achiyam machishim v'armu le'lovim imenu klum sharei bo'isayyim shatim imim shalovim imenu hayimano alei v'koloisayyim v'le'lovim mishum adam klum." And he continues, "Ve'edus kazeh lo'yimina teira achreinim yesim inir shenim." And in the case of Trey or Trey, the Teira did not believe the second set of Edim more than the first pair of Edim. Elu be'edus hazama kagoyin shem Edim ala Edim atzmam. They say to the Edim, "Hey chatim Edim, how could you testify if imanu isim b'ma complaini, if you were with us in a different place on that day?" As we know that Rava teaches us that Edim zayim is a chiddush, and the Torah believes the second pair of Edim more than the first set of witnesses. And our Gemara begins, "Itma, we learned shnei kita Edim amachish zu azu." If you have two sets of Edim that machish each other, and we will call the first set of Edim pair A, and the second set of Edim we will call pier B. And Rav Huna, and Rav Huna states, "Zu ba b'fnei atzmam ida, v'zu ba b'fnei atzmam ida." Even though certainly one set of these Edim are definitely lying, and therefore the Edi Sheker, however, l'maisa, if each set of Edim come into Bezdin separately and independently regarding other cases, then we will still believe each set of Edim separately regarding that other case. And as Rashi states, "Zu ba b'fnei atzmam ida, be'edus acheres v'chein zu, v'afal pi she'achas besula, ein l'chalifso lo'yzu v'lo'yzu, ho'il v'ein chayudea is mem psula." And since we can't be sure as to which set of these Edim are actually puzzle, therefore each Eid independently has a cheskes kashrus. However, as Rashi continues, "Avol echem ikatzu v'echem ikatzu einam manim be'edus achas, the manim shach echem en puzzle." But if one Eid from pier A and one Eid from pier B want to get together and testify regarding a different maisa, then certainly they cannot testify together, as certainly one of these Edim are puzzle, and the cheskes kashrus can't go against the metzias that l'maisa we know that one of these Edim are definitely puzzle. And Rashi points out, "V'hain d'nakav be'hai lishna ba'b b'fnei atzmo me'ida," that each set of Edim could come independently and be made. Certainly they can't mix any Edim from pier A together with Edim from pier B. And keep in mind that certainly each individual Eid would be neman together with another Eid me'almo. And ayin Rashbam m'sechtes ba'b basa zu ba'b b'fnei atzmo me'ida isha Eid yishba ilam d'lein ha'sekenem b'psula misafik v'zu ba'b b'fnei atzmo me'ida be'edus acheres aval echem ikatzu v'echem ikatzu eim etzdaf le'edus achas do echem impossible v'adai ve'in kan el chetze edus v'tam Rav Huna mishum do uki gav rechaz roche v'loi tafsilen misafik, as we explained. And also keep in mind that we do find the same concept in Igeya Tumma, and as we know, safik tumma b'shis rabim sveikoy tar. And if there are two pairs, and we're certain that on one of these pairs there is tumma, and it's impossible to walk onto this path without becoming tummy, and even so, if Reuven walks on path A and Shimon walks on path B, and they go in and ask a shayla independently, that each one would get a psak that they're both tar, even though it's impossible for both of them to be tar. And our Gemara now continues, "Rav Chista Amar Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamli," and Rav Chista argues with Rav Huna, and he holds that each independent aid would be pasul misafik, as Rashbam states, "Mesechtes Babasov v'loy idu oy b'shum edus ba'ilam as de ukim moina chazake v'loy teitzein misafik shama edim sulim." And keep in mind that even Rav Chista would agree that if pair A would come into Bezdin independently and testify that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and then at a later point pair B would come into Bezdin, they would also testify that Reuven owes Shimon $100, then in this case certainly we would paskin that Reuven owes Shimon $100, as certainly one of these two Agadas Edis are valid. And the Gemara will now bring four different cases, and the Gemara will explain how it's going to be relevant to the Shittas of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. And the first case is Shnei Malvin u Shnei Lavin u Shnei Shtares Hainu Pluktayu, that in a case where Reuven lent $100 to Shimon and they made a shtar, and Pierre A were the witnesses on shtar A. In a separate transaction, Levi lent $100 to Yehuda and it was written in a shtar, and Pierre B were the witnesses in document B. The dinim of these shtaris would be based on a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, as Rav Huna l'shitasa would hold that shnei nashtaris kshirin, as each set of edim are testifying regarding an independent and distinct maisa, and therefore both shtaris would be kasha. Reuven would be able to collect $100 from Shimon, and Levi would be able to collect $100 from Yehuda. However, the fear of Chista, both of these shtaris would be pasul, as the maisa of Chista holds b'hadi sadi shakri lumli, and therefore it's as if both shtaris do not have any edim that was signed on the shtaris, and therefore the shtaris are pasul. The Gemara continued with the second case, malva v'levo shnei shtaris yad bal shtar tachtoina, that if there's a case where there's the same malva and levo on two separate transactions, and there are two shtaris, and for example, Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Pier A signed onto shtar A, and then Reuven lent $200 to Shimon, and Pier B signed on document B, then both Rav Huna and Rav Chista would agree that yad bal shtar tachtoina, and Reuven can only collect $100 based on shtar A. And as Rashi explains, that certainly Reuven can't come mikoyach both sets of edim in order to collect on both sets of shtaris. It's certainly b'metzias, one of these shtaris are pasul, and therefore he could only collect on the shtar that's on the lower amount. And as Rashi states, shrizebola mikoyach shtei kitos achas ksheir v'achas psula, and l'fi Rav Chista einat yoch lifsel shneim, and even Rav Chista would agree that he can't pasul both of these shtaris, as certainly one of these shtaris is valid, as one pair of edim is definitely valid. And similarly, v'lo lahachshe shneim, and l'fi Rav Huna, we can't be machshe bo shtaris, as certainly one set of these edim are pasul, and hilkach shtar katan shvam goyvim menu v'agadol yasid l'fi sha'im olay zui psula, as the Levi could state that this was the one that is pasul, as hamitzim mechaveir olavu raya the misveka le'mafkidim remaynim nei avon manushach hakatan goyva t'yesh b'chlam usayim mana ayin shom. And the Gemara continues with the third case, and let us point out that this case will not be relevant to Rav Chista, as certainly in this case Rav Chista would hold that both of the shtaris will be pasul, and as we will explain in a moment. And the Gemara brings a third case of shnei malvin v'leiva echad u shnei shtaris, and the Gemara states haynu masnisin, that in a case where Reuven lent $100 to Shimon and Pierre A signed onto this document, and then Levi lent another $100 to Shimon and Pierre B signed onto this document, so since they are separate transactions, and Rav Huna holds zu bab b'fnei atzma b'ida v'zu bab b'fnei atzma b'ida, so as Rashi points out that according to Rav Huna there would not be a shayla, as a mishnah teaches us nishba v'neglim v'bal abayis, that each malva will have a right to say to the Leva that our set of edim were kasha, and therefore our shtar is kasha, and you have to pay us. And as Rashi continues, ba'afal pishan yoidin she'echem en sheker, and even though we know that one pair of these edim are sheker, ein on yuchin lahafsid es echemen v'niskakalan bezin lak b'yson, but we can't make one person lose, and therefore both Reuven and Levi have a right to collect $100 from Shimon. And as Rashi continues, v'hochi nami l'Rav Huna de islay gabi shnei malvin u'shnei lovin zubav m'ida v'zubav m'ida hu adin l'shnei malvin v'leiva echad, and ba'afal pishan manushach halleiva oni azeh loiko be'echem en ashtaris halalu al yidei edus psula, that l'maisa this oni will lose out based on one of the shtaris, as certainly one of the shtaris are really puzzle, einat yoch lahasas echem en al malvin she'in chiyadeh is a psula, as l'maisa it wasn't the fault of the malva, they lent money to the leiva based on edim that were puzzle, and therefore the fear of Huna, certainly both malvin can collect from the leiva. Keep in mind, as we mentioned, that since a quinter of Chista, even in the case of shnei malvin and shnei lovin and shnei shtaris, the din was that shnei psulim, and therefore certainly in our case of shnei malvin and leiva echad, so certainly we would have to say that both shtaris are pasul. And I am refreshing, as the Har of Chista would explain, the difference between this case and the case of our Mishnah, where both the chenveni and the poil can collect. Also keep in mind that we did see that there's a machlekes in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Benanis, and Benanis stated, ketzad eilu ve'eilu b'yon de shvua shav, elohu netu shalei b'shvua ve'ein neilu shalei b'shvua. And l'chir, this point of our Gemara, that Rav Huna would hold that both of them could collect, is going according to Tanakama and not according to Benanis. And finally, the Gemara brings a fourth case of Beis Livin u'malva echad u'shnei shtaris mai, and the Gemara ends off teiku. And once again, the Shaila is not according to Rav Chista, as certainly Rav Chista would hold that both shtaris would be pasul. And once again, this point of the Gemara is only going l'fi the shita Rav Huna, and the Gemara ends off with a teiku in the case where Reuven lent $100 to Shimon and Pierre A signed on document A, then Reuven lent $100 to Levi and Pierre B signed on this document. And as Rashi explains, that the Gemara's question is, "My Rav Huna bezeh? What Rav Huna hold in this case? Mi amrina kibin dechad gavruhu de Do we see that since it's the same Alva that's coming to Bezdin with these Shtaris and using both of these sets of Edim, so therefore Reuven would not be able to collect on either Shtar, and as Rashi points out, the Man of Shach B'Shtar Pasal Balafinenu, Zed Deichel Eitzel Zev, Zed Eitzel Zev V'Yafsid, and each level will push off on the other one, and Shimon will say to Reuven that possibly my Shtar is Pasal, and the only one you could collect from is from Levi. Levi will also tell Reuven that possibly my Shtar is Pasal, and therefore you only have a right to collect your debt from Shimon. And the other Tzadik Gemara is Oidilma Kivul Dal Shri Lovin Humaiti, that since Lamaisa Reuven is taking out a Shtar, but again two separate Levin, therefore Zubab Bifnei Asmum Ida, Zubab Bifnei Asmum Ida, and each loan is considered a separate and distinct Haggadis Edis, therefore Reuven will be able to collect using both Shtaris. As we pointed out, Rav Chista Loimi Boile, that the Gemara's Shaila is not according to Rav Chista, that Fidel Bishnei Malvin Shnei Lovin Shnei Shtaris Pasal, the Choshkein Bishnei Lovin Malva Echad, and the Gemara now continues, Masa Rav Huna Bar Behuda, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda asks a question on the Shita of Chista from a Brice that's relevant to Edis HaChidish, and as Rashi points out, on the Mem Chesem and Aleph, Gabe Edis HaChidish Tanya, Shoy Beik Isam, Kamo Hisa Govei Min HaKaka, Lamara Ina, Boimeid, Bishipuli Shorikia, that Bezdin would ask the Edim as to how high the moon seemed to them based on its position relative to the horizon, and in defining measurements, the Gemara will use an axe code, as that was a tool and instrument that they were familiar with at that time, and they knew the size of an axe code, and an axe code was basically a wooden tool with an iron spike at the end, which was used to spur or direct an axe while it was plowing. It was approximately 8 feet long, and when discussing our Gemara, we will use feet as we're familiar with measuring based on feet, and we will round this up to 10 feet. And we continue on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, and the Braisa states, Echad Eime Gavoya Beis Madois VeEchad Eime Shalosh Edusin Kayemes, that if one aid says that the height of the moon appeared about 20 feet higher than the horizon, while the other aid testified that the height of the moon appeared to be 30 feet above the horizon, the Braisa teaches us that we would accept the Eidos, as the Maisa it makes sense that people would make a mistake in this amount. There is only a difference of one Mardea between each of them, which in reality is only a difference of a half a Mardea, as it's possible that the moon was a height of 2.5 Mardea, and therefore each one of them was only making a mistake of a half a Mardea. However, the Braisa continues, Echrei Megimel ve'echrei Mehei Eidusim Betela, but if one of the Edom say that was 30 feet above the horizon, and one of the Edom says that was 50 feet above the horizon, then since the gap in their testimony is too large, so we would not accept the Edus, and their Edus would be Batal. Now let's keep in mind that certainly there is no question that all would agree that the Ed that said 3 and the Ed that said 5 would not be able to minister for Edus Mammon. Certainly one of these Edim is an Ed Puzzle, and therefore they would not be able to minister for the same Haggadis Edus, even according to Rav Huna. However, the Braisa states, and minister from the Edus Acheris, and Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda points out that my love the Edus Mammon, that Lechir, the Braisa is talking about them being minister for Edus Mammon, and therefore Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda wants to bring a riot against Rav Chista, as Bishleim according to Rav Huna, it would make sense that the Edus that said 3 could go and testify together with a different aid, and they could testify regarding Edus Mammon, and the aid that said 5 could also go and testify together with another aid and testify regarding an independent Edus, Benegei Edus Mammon. And as Rav Huna stated, Zubab b'fnei Asma Me'ida, v'Zubab b'fnei Asma Me'ida. However, according to Rav Chista, how could the Edus that said 3 be mitzdarf with another aid in order to say Edus, and how could the Edus that said 5 be mitzdarf with another aid in order to say Edus? If Rav Chista held, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamli, and both of these Edim would be considered Edim Psulim. And as Rashi states, La Edus Mammon, Kol Echem and Kasha Lahir, Im Eid Acha, Be Edus Mammon, the Afu Pishi Yadano, She Echel Pasol, the Kashal Rav Chista. However, the Gemara answers, Am Rava, Hu Va'achem and Staff from La Edus Acher, Shalish Chodesh, the Havalu Tre Vichad, the Invar Shal Echel, Be Makam Shnayim, that when the Brisa stated in Staff from La Edus Acher, it doesn't mean that they could be Mistar for Edus Mammon in the future, but the Brisa is just teaching us that if Reuven testified that the moon was at a height of Gimel, and Shimon testified that the moon was at a height of Hay, and then the third aid comes to Bezdin, and let us call him Levi, and Levi testifies that the moon was at a height of 3, and agrees with Reuven, then Reuven and Levi can be Mistarif, as we now see that the Metzius was like Reuven, and that Shimon was the one that was lying, and therefore Reuven and Levi will be able to testify together in regard to the proper time for this month's Reish Chodesh. Rashi explains that why is this called Edus Acheres, V'hainu Edus Acheres, Shinasis Kadzu HaMetzdarfois Edus Acheres La'atzma B'chodesh Zer, Degloi Milsa D'Kushta Asid, Sherezem Messiah, V'havalei Trei V'chad, Ayin Rashi. And the Gemara continues and discusses the next case of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph brought two similar cases with his machlekes between between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara will ask, why do we need both of these cases? And the first case of the Mishnah was, Amalachemvni Tanli Bedina Peris. Reuven says to Shimon, who's a storekeeper, sell me a dina's worth of Peris, Minasan Lai, and Shimon gives these Peris to Reuven, and Amalai Tanli Isidina, and Shimon says to Reuven that you didn't pay me the dina, and Amalai Nasatilchav Nasatibumpali, and Reuven says to Shimon that I did pay you the dina, and you placed it in your cash register, Yeshava Balbayas, Shinasan Lai Isidina. So even though generally if someone is Kaifa Kol, they're not chayav to make a Shvuah Deraisa, but in this case, the Rabbanu were already Misakin the Shvuah Sesis, and the Rabbanu required Reuven to make a Shvuah that he actually paid Shimon. And the Mishnah continues, Amaloi Tanli Saperis, that if Reuven says to Shimon that you didn't deliver the Peris to me, Amaloi, and Shimon says, Nisatim Lacha, Vailachim Lotech Besecha, that I did give you the Peris, and you already brought it to your house. Once again, although the storekeeper Shimon is actually Kaifa Kol, but Yeshava Chenri, but the storekeeper would have to swear, and Rabbi Huda Imeh Kol Shapir Biyada Yodeh Al Yena, and as Rashi and the Mishnah pointed out, that Rabbi Huda is Chilik on the Reisha, and he holds that Reuven would not have to make a Shvuah, as certainly Shimon would not give Peris to Reuven without getting paid first. And as Rashi stated, Shein Der Chenri Amirch Shloi Ba'Kafal Litnas Peris at Sheikabel Sadina. The Mishnah continued with another case where once again Rabbi Huda will Chilik on the Reisha. Amal L'Shulchan Yitanli Bedina Mois V'Nasanlay. If Reuven says to Shimon, who is a money changer, give me change for a dinar, Shimon gave change to Reuven, and then after Shimon gave change to Reuven, Amaloi Tanli said dinar, so Shimon said to Reuven, give me the dinar, and Amaloi Nesatu Lecha, V'Nesatu B'Umpli, and Reuven then claims, I already gave you the dinar, and you put it into your cash register, so once again, Yishavah Baal Bayis, and the Mishnah continued, Nasan Lai said dinar, if Reuven gave a dinar to Shimon, and Amaloi Tanli Samais, Reuven then said to Shimon, that you have to give me my change, and you didn't yet give me the change, and Amaloi and Shimon the money changer says to Reuven, Nesatim Lecha v'shlachti l'teich yisecha, that I gave it to you and you threw it into your purse, Yishav v'shulchni, then once again the shulchni will make a shvuah and he could then collect. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on the reisha, and Rabbi Yehuda imer, in derech shulchni litin isa at sheyitel dinar, that's not the derech of a money changer to give anyone even a small amount of money prior to receiving money. And therefore, if Reuven is kaifa kol and he tells Shimon that I already gave you the dinar, then certainly Reuven would be believed even without making a shvuah. And our Gemara begins and explains the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. As Tanya will enter the Braisa, on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda stated, that I also agreed to the Tanakama that certainly Reuven would have to make a shvuah in a case where no one is muchzik on the Peris. If Reuven no longer has the Peris and he already placed it between him and Shimon, and Shimon was not yet muchzik in the Peris, then certainly if Shimon claimed I didn't yet get paid and Reuven claimed I already paid you, then certainly even I would agree with the Tanakama that Reuven would have to make a shvuah. However, Rabbi Yehuda continues, if Reuven already picked up the Peris in his bag and he already flung it over his shoulder, then certainly Reuven would not have to make a shvuah, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that certainly the Chenvini would not give the Peris to Reuven unless Reuven already paid for the Peris, and therefore the din of Hamaitzim Mechaber of Raya would apply. And certainly this same idea of Rabbi Yehuda would also apply in the next case of the Mishnah, where there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama in the case of the Shulchani. And the Gemara continues and quotes for the next case of the Mishnah, where we saw that there was machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, as Amal Shulchani Tenli V'chulu, and as we explained, the Gemara is bothered that why the Mishnah have to bring both of these cases, and what's the point of bringing the same machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in both the case of the Chenvini, as well as in the case of the Shulchani. And the Gemara explains, V'tzricha, and we need both of these cases, as the Iyashmin and Hakamaisa, as if we would only state the first case of the Mishnah of the Chenvini, so we would state, V'hakam Rabbanan Mishun Deperi Avidin Merkavi, that maybe the Rabbanan stated that in this case it makes sense that we should require Reuven to make a Shvuah, and since Reuven was buying Peris from Shimon, so it makes sense that the storekeeper wants to sell these Peris as quickly as possible, and he wants to make sure that the Peris do not rot before Reuven actually is cleaning these Peris, and therefore it makes sense that the Chenvini would actually throw these Peris into Reuven's bag in order that he should be able to be cleaned as quickly as possible in the Kalim of the Lekeach, and as the Gemara states, V'kivin the Merkavi Loi Mashulei, and therefore the Chenvini has a taina to the Baal HaBayis that I actually delivered the Peris to you before I got paid, and therefore we require Reuven to make a Shvuah. Avol Mois Loi Merkavi Ein Moed L'Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe even Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda in the case of the Shulchani, as since the Mois do not get ruined, therefore there will be no case where Shulchani will actually give money to someone before he gets a larger coin. Possibly even Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda if the Shulchan claimed that he didn't get paid and Reuven claimed that he already paid you, then certainly we would believe Reuven and Reuven would not have to make a shvua, as we would state Hamaitzim Mechaber all of Raya. The Gemara continues, Ve'itma Bahar, and if the Mishnah would only bring the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, but negate the case of the Shulchan, then we would say just the opposite, as maybe Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda, as possibly the only time Rabbi Yehuda stated that Reuven would not be chayav to make a shvua to the Shulchan, is only regard to the case of the Shulchan, where we're dealing with mois. Certainly the Shulchan would not have given change to Reuven unless he received the dina from Reuven. However, Av Bahach, but in the case of the Chenveni, where we're dealing with Paris, and possibly Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Tanakama, that certainly a Chenveni would want to get rid of the Paris as quickly as possible before they rot, and maybe he would give it to the Balabayas even before getting paid. Therefore, the Mishnah had to teach us that Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik on Tanakama, even in the case of the Chenveni, and as the Gemara states, Tricha, that's why the Mishnah had to bring both of these cases. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Kishem She'armu Apagemis Ksubas Leit Tiparel B'Shvua, Ve'ed Echa Me'id Shipurua Leit Tiparel B'Shvua, and Menachas Meshubadim U'Menichsi Yisayimim Leit Tiparel B'Shvua, Ve'anifrash Shalei Befonav Leit Tiparel B'Shvua, and the Mishnah then stated, Ve'chini Yisayimim Leit Tiparel B'Shvua, and Yisayimim also can only collect by making a Shvua, and the Mishnah explains the Shvua that the Yasin would make, Shvua Shalei Partenu Abba, Ve'lei Amulanu Abba, Ve'shalei Metzina Be'in Shtereisu Shal Abba, Shishtar Zeperua. The Gemara begins and asks, Miman, that when the Mishnah states that the Yisayimim would have to make a Shvua in order to collect the debt of their father, who are they trying to collect from? As Elim Mileva, as if the Yisayim have a shtar and they're going to collect from the Leva, so certainly it would not make sense that the Yisayim would have to make a Shvua, as Avu and Shaka Balei Shvua V'inu B'Shvua, as would you think that it makes sense that if their father would be alive, then since their father is a shtar, then he would be able to collect directly from the Leva and he wouldn't have to make a Shvua, and certainly we would not make the Koyach of the Yisayim less than the father, and certainly they should be able to collect without having to make a Shvua. The Gemara explains, Hachi Ka'ama, that this is what the Mishnah meant to teach us, V'chein ha'yisayim and yisayim lo yiparu ela b'shvua. If Reuven lent money to Shimon and they had a shtar, then both Reuven and Shimon died, and now the yisayim of Reuven come to the yisayim of Shimon and wanted to collect on their debt, then since the yisayim of Shimon do not have the ability to taina if their father already paid off this debt or not, therefore the Rabbanim misakin that in order for the yisayim of Reuven to collect, they would have to make a shvua to the yisayim of Shimon. Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, Damri Tabayu, Loishanu al Shemes Malvel B'chayi Leiva, that the only time that the Mishnah's din is applicable is only if Reuven died while Shimon was still alive, being that the Yisayim of Reuven could have collected from Shimon without a Shvua, but now that Shimon dies, the Rabbanim are misakin that Reuven's children would have to make a Shvua to Shimon's children. However, Avo Meis Leiva B'chayi Malva, Kavan Eschayi Malvel B'nei Leiva Shvua, Vein Adamir Shvua Lebanav, if Shimon predeceased Reuven, then at that point, if Reuven would have wanted to collect from the Yisayim of Shimon, then certainly Reuven would have had to make a shvua that he never received any payment from Shimon. And as Rashi states, Shlei Eskabel Klum, Shanifra Min HaYisayim Afilu B'Shtar Tzarech Shvua. And if after this point Reuven then dies, then the Yisayim of Reuven will never be able to collect from the Yisayim of Shimon, as L'maisa the Yisayim of Reuven cannot make the shvua. And as Rashi points out, Ein Ademirish Mamin Shu Mechuyiv Alav Shvua L'Banav L'Fish Ein Abanim Yechoyim Lishav Shvua Zu Shanischayiv Aviyam, as L'maisa Reuven would have had to make a shvua to Shimon's children that he never received any payment from Shimon, and certainly the children of Reuven cannot make the Shvua, as they do not have enough facts in order to make the Shvua. And therefore, Zok Rab and Shmuel, in this scenario, the children of Reuven will never be able to collect from the children of Shimon. However, the Gemara continues, Shalchu Kamed Rabbi Elazar, that they sent the Shaila to Rabbi Elazar in Eretz Yisrael, the Ish Shvua Zu Mativa, why should we say that just because the children of Reuven cannot make the same Shvua as the father, that they therefore cannot collect on the father's debt? Shalch Lahu, and Rabbi Elazar responded, Yorshin Ishbar and Shvuas Yorshin Meneglin, that in the Chanami, the Yorshin in this case would still be able to make a Shvuas Yorshin, and they would make a similar Shvuah to the one mentioned on Mishnah of Shvuas Shlei Pagdanu Abba, Vlei Omolonu Abba, Vishlei Mitzin Beishteresu Shel Abba, Sheshtaza Prua. Based on this Shvuah, they would be able to collect from the Yisayim of Shimon, and the Mefarshim explained that since the entire Shvuah that the father has to swear to the Yorshim is only a Shvuah Drabbanon, therefore, even if Reuven dies and he can't make the Shvuah, Drabbanon allowed the Yorshim to make their Shvuah be allowed to collect from the Yorshim of Shimon. The Gemara continues, Shalchu b'mei Rab Ami, that they sent the same Shaila to Rab Ami in the times of Rab Ami, and Omar Kuli Hai Shalchu Rab Ozli, and Rab Ami responded that why they keep sending the same Shaila if we already had the responses of Rab and Shmuel and Rab Elazar, and Iashkem b'taimu milei Shalchilu, and if we found a new tam, then certainly we would send it to you and we would clarify this matter. However, even so, Elam Rabbi Ami, but Rabbi Ami explained, Hoyle v'asli yadon name v'amilsa, but once the shayla came to my hand, that I should say something regarding the shayla. And he explained, Am v'din v'meis, that if the lender Reuven already went to a din terah with the children of Shimon, and then Reuven died, so in this case, I would agree to the psak of Rav Shmuel, as Kfan Eschayim malvul the bnei loy b'shvua, vein adon meiris shvua l'banav, so since in that case, Reuven was already chayiv to make a shvua to the children of Shimon, that he never received any money on his debt, so then the klal of ein adon meiris shvua l'banav would apply, and his children cannot make a different shvua. However, Rabbi Ami continues, loy amu b'din v'meis, yarshin shbarin shvua is yarshin nuglin, that even if Shimon would have predeceased Reuven, but if Reuven did not yet go to a din terah, and therefore there was no psak that Reuven has to make a shvua to the children of Shimon, and Reuven then dies, then I would agree to Rabbi Lazar that the children of Reuven would be able to make a shvua siyarshin to the children of Shimon, and they would be able to collect a debt from the children of Shimon. And the Gemara states, Maskla Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman eskel shayla on this point to Rabbi Ami, that otu beidina kam chayv le shvua, me'idin de shachav leivu, chayv le malvul le leivu shvua. Is it true that Reuven is only chayv to make a shvua to the children of Shimon based on a psak of Bezdin? Certainly that is not true, as immediately when Shimon dies, so if Reuven wants to collect his debt, he's already obligated to make a shvua to the children of Shimon. And if so, this chiluk that Rabbi Ami wanted to make between Am Bedin or Loy Am Bedin is incorrect. And Elam Rabbi Nachman, and therefore Rabbi Nachman explains, Yisal the Rabbi Shmuel Isa, Yilesa Lesa, that if we go with the svar of Rabbi Shmuel, and ain't under Mir Shvua Lubanov, then that would be a din, Saif he's Am Bedin or Loy Am Bedin. And if we don't hold of the svar of Shmuel, then Rabbi Lez is correct in all cases, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Am Bedin or Loy Am Bedin. And in all cases, as long as Reuven's children make a shvua siyaseimim and they swear to the children of Shimon, then they will be able to collect from the children of Shimon. The Gemara continues by the fact Rav Nachman states, Yisal Rav Shmuel, Isa v'Lisa Lisa. So it's mashmud Rav Nachman was mesupik if he would pass like Rav Shmuel or not. And the Gemara therefore is al mesafkalei, that seems Rav Nachman has a suffik if we would pass like Rav Shmuel or not. V'am Rav Yisib Baminyumi over Rav Nachman of the Yachleku, and we know that Rav Yisib Baminyumi told us that Rav Nachman passing Yachleku, and as Rashi explains, in a case where there was Shneim Chashudim, for example, where both the Malva and Leiva were Chashal al Shvua, and therefore neither of them could make a Shvua, the Dami Laha She'in Echaman Yachli Shava, and this is similar to our case where both the Yorshim of Reuven as well as the Yorshim of Shimon cannot make a Shvua. And since Rav Nachman passing Yachleku, so we see that he doesn't hold like Rav and Shmuel, as Rav and Shmuel stated that since they can't make a Shvua, therefore the Yorshim of Reuven cannot collect from the Yorshim of Shimon. The Gemara answers, L'dvar d'rameya ka'amar v'leilei svirlei, and when Rav Nachman had a shayla, if we hold like Rav Shmuel, or if we wouldn't hold like Rav Shmuel, that is only based on the sheet of Rameya that we saw in the Mishnah, daf mem heyom and aleph, and based on the girsa that we had in the Gemara, that the way that we should learn the Mishnah is, hoyushneim chashudin, then chazah shvulim mekayma divra Rameya, and as we saw in the Gemara, daf mem zayin and aleph, that the Gemara had a shayla as to what Rameya meant when he stated chazah shvulim mekayma, and as Rav Ami explained, Rabbi Seinu Shev Bavel referring to Rav Shmuel hold Chazar Shvul Sinai, and Rabbi Seven Sheber Tzal hold that Chazar Shvul Mechuyav Law. Therefore, Rav Nachman stated that I'm not sure Rav and Shmuel's understanding of the Shita Rameya is correct, or Rav Abba is correct in his understanding of the Shita Rameya. However, the Meiser of Nachman doesn't hold like Rameya at all. He holds like Rav Yesi that since neither party can swear, therefore the Din is Yachleku. Therefore, Rav Nachman holds that in our case, since the Yorshim of Reuven and the Yorshim of Shimon can't swear, so therefore the Din is Yachleku, as we passing like Rabbi Yesi. The Gemara continues, Masa Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Ishiya asks a question on the Shita of Rav Shmuel from the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis, as the Mishnah states that if Reuven was married to Rachel and Reuven dies, then Rachel moves back to her father's house, so she has 25 years in order to demand the Ksuba from the Yorshim of Reuven, and if she doesn't do so, then we consider it as if she was Meichel Ksuba and she could no longer collect. And the Mishnah continues, Mesa, that if Rachel dies, Yosher Maskinas Ksubasad Esav Chameshonim, then even her Yisayim could collect a ksuba up until 25 years after her husband died. L'maisa, this is similar to the case of Rabbi Shmuel, as L'maisa, the husband died and predeceased Rachel, and it's as if the Leiva predeceased the Malva. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us that the children of Rachel can collect the debt of their mother from the children of Reuven, and Rabbi Shmuel previously told us that the children of the Malva would not be able to collect from the same of the Leiva. Gemara answers, Hachamayiskina, Shinishbar, V'maisa, Enechanami, Lefi, Rabbi Shmuel, if Rachel died prior to making a Shvuah, then certainly her children would not be able to collect from the Yisayim of Reuven. However, we're talking about a case where prior to Rachel dying, she already made a Shvuah to the Yisayim of Reuven. Therefore, the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas teaches us that as long as the children of Rachel go and collect their debt of their mother from the children of Reuven prior to 25 years, then they would have the right to collect her Ksuba. And the Gemara continues with a similar raya against Rav and Shmuel, as Tashma, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas, Nasa Rishayna V'mesa, Nasa Shniya V'mesu, Shniya V'yasha, Kaim L'yasha Rishayna, that if Reuven married Rachel, and they had children, and then Rachel died, and then Reuven married Leah, and they also had children, then Reuven predeceased Leah, the Mishnah teaches us that number one, Leah would have the right to collect her Ksuba from Reuven's estate. Number two, if Leah dies, then her Yashin would also have the right to collect her Ksuba from Reuven's estate. And once again, the Gemara's question is that since Reuven predeceased Leah, then how could Leah's children collect her Ksuba from Rachel's children? And therefore, Leah's children cannot make the same Shvuah that Leah would have made to Rachel's children. Once again, the Gemara answers, Hachinami, Shinishba V'mesa, that we're referring to a case where prior to Leah dying, she already made the Shvuah to Rachel's children. Therefore, even after Leah dies, Leah's children could collect the Ksuba from Rachel's children. Once again, the Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya against Rav and Shmuel from Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas, as Tashma, that we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas, that if Reuven would say to Rachel, if at any time you or your Yashim or anyone that comes on your behalf come to collect your Ksuba, then that will not require them to make a Shvuah. Then certainly once they would come to collect the Ksuba, they would not have to make a Shvuah. However, the Mishnah then states, Aval Yashar, Mashpin, Oisa, Ves Yashar, Ves Habarim, Bishusa. However, if Reuven dies, then his Yashim would have a right to require Rachel or her Yashim or those that are Boyim Bishusa to make a Shvuah. And since the Mishnah mentions that the Yashar, Mashpin, Oisa, Ves Yashar, so it's Mashma that Rachel never made a Shvuah. And even so, if Rachel dies, then Rachel's Yashim can make a Shvuah to the Yashim of Reuven, and they would be able to collect the Ksuba, and that would be against the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, who taught us that ain't on the Meir Shvuah Labanav. The Gemara answers, Amar Shmaya, that certainly the Mishnah could be going like Rav and Shmuel, with studying Tani, and the Mishnah is referring to multiple cases. It's when the Mishnah stated, Aval Yashar, Mashpin, Oisa, that the Yashim of Reuven can make Rachel make a Shvuah, that is referring to a case where Rachel was either an Almana or a Grusha, and in both cases she could make a Shvuah, as Lemaisa she knows if she was paid or not, and therefore she could make a Shvuah that she never received any money towards her Ksuba from Reuven. And when the Mishnah continued, V'yarsha, it wasn't referring to a case where Rachel was entitled to receive her Ksuba based on the fact that she predeceased Reuven. Certainly in that case, based on a din of Rav Shmuel, children of Rachel would not be able to make a Shvuah to the children of Reuven. In the Chanami, in that case, they would not be able to collect their mother's Ksuba. As Rashi explains, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, that when the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas mentions V'es Yarsha, Rav Shmuel will explain that it's dafka talking about a case where Rachel was not actually an almana from Reuven, but she actually was divorced from Reuven. And since Reuven said that I will not demand any shvuah from you, certainly Rachel will be able to demand haksuba from Reuven without swearing. And as Rashi continues in Girsha Zed, Neschayev laksubasa b'lay shvuah, Arei peturi him in anedu min hashvuah, as Reuven already accepted upon himself that he will pay haksuba and she would not have to make any shvuah. In this case, Mesa Bechayev, that Rachel actually died while Reuven was still alive, and only after Rachel, who is considered like the Malva, died, did Reuven, who is the Leiva, die. And as Rashi states, Va'achach Mesu, the Havli Mis Malva Bechay Leiva. Certainly, at the time that Rachel died, since Reuven was still alive, Rachel's children were able to collect directly from Reuven, even without a Shvuah, as Reuven already stated that he will never demand any Shvuah from Rachel's children. And therefore, in this case, even though Reuven eventually died, but certainly Rav and Shmuel both would agree, Rachel's children could swear Shvuah Sayoshin, then be able to collect the Ksuba of Rachel from the Yarshin of Reuven. The Gemara now continues and tries to bring another raya against the Shita of Rav Shmuel, as Masav Rav Nasa Bar Ishia, as Rav Nasa Bar Ishia will ask a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Yafa Koyecha Ben Mekoyecha Av, in regard to being able to collect the Chayiv, the Koyecha of a son is greater than the Koyecha of the father. We continue on Daf Mem Chesam Abayz, Sha Ben Goyva Ben Bishvua Ben Shloi Bishvua Va Avin Goyva El Bishvua, as in a case where there's a shtar that Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, so at times a child could collect the debt of his father based on a Shvuah, and at times a child could collect the debt of his father even without a Shvuah. And as Rashi explains, Sha Ben Goyva Bishtar Mene Yoseim Bishvuah Yoshin, Kishayin Lo Edom Sha Oma Abishas Misasa Yishtar Zein Perua, that in a case where there are an Edom that heard Reuven say at the time of his death that this shtar wasn't paid off, then the children of Reuven can still collect the debt of their father as long as they will swear to the children of Shimon and it will make a shvuas hayarshin. And in addition, the children of Reuven could even collect from the children of Shimon without a shvua in a case where the children of Reuven actually have Edom that testify that their father said at the time of his death that he actually is still owed the chayiv and the debt was not yet repaid. And as the Gemara will explain, that this is going like the shita of Shimon ben Gamliel that we saw in the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, who stated im yesh edim she'omer al bishas misasai shtar ze'in apura who noitel shloi b'shvua, then the yorshim could even collect without a shvua. However, the brisa continues va'av ein agoy ve'el b'shvua, but a father's strength is not as strong as l'maisa if Shimon died, then the only way that Reuven will be able to collect from Shimon's yisaimim is only if Reuven makes a shvua. And the Gemara continues that certainly the second case of the brisa of va'av ein agoy ve'el b'shvua hechi dami, what is that case referring to? The meis leiva b'chayim malva, certainly it must be talking about a case where Shimon died prior to Reuven dying, and now Reuven wants to collect from Shimon's yisaimim, and the brisa teaches us ha'av ein agoy ve'el b'shvua. Therefore, it must be that the ratio of the brisa is also discussing a case that Shimon died prior to Reuven, and even so, v'ktani, and the brisa taught us she'ben goyva bein b'shvua bein shloi b'shvua, even though the borrower predeceased Reuven, if Reuven would have wanted to collect from the yorshim of Shimon, certainly Reuven would have had to make a shvua. Even so, the brisa taught us that Reuven's children can make a shvua to Shimon's children and collect their debt, and even though certainly they would not be able to make the same shvua that Reuven would be able to make, and they would only be able to make a shvua siyarshin, that we still accept the shvua siyarshin. Certainly this seems to be against the din of Rav and Shmuel, as they both stated that meis loyve b'chayim malva k'va neschayim malva l'bnei loyve shvua ve'in adam moir shvua l'banav. And as the Gemara explains, that when the brisa stated that a ben goyve bein b'shvua, it means shvua siyarshin, and when it states shloy b'shvua, it's going like the shita Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, as we explained. Therefore, we have a question from this brisa on the shita of Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara answers, Amr Rav Yosef, Hamani b'shamehi da'amri shtar oimer ligvois kegavu dami, that this brisa is going like the shita of b'shamai. And as we will see from Rashi, b'shamai teaches us in Masechta Seita that shtar oimer ligvois is kegavu dami. Certainly, even Rav and Shmuel agree that according to b'shamai, the children of Reuven will be able to collect from the children of Shimon as long as they make a shvuas yashin. Even though certainly Beis Shammai agrees that when the Leiva dies, then certainly Reuven would have had to make a shvua in order to collect his debt from the Yerushim of Shimon. Since Beis Shammai holds that shtar imid ligvois is kegavu dami, and the father really could have collected on the shtar as long as he would have made a shvua, therefore it's considered that the father is being merish mumming to his children, and he's not being merish a shvua to his children. In a chenami, the shita of Rav and Shmuel was not stated in regard to the shita of Beis Shammai, and they only stated the halacha according to the shita of Beis Hillel, as since Beis Hillel holds shtar imid ligvois is lavka gavu dami, therefore Reuven was not meirish a claim of money to his children, and Reuven was really being meirish to his children the right to collect from Shimon's children based on a shvua. And since Reuven's children cannot make the same shvua as Reuven could have, therefore Rav and Shmuel stated that ina de meirish shvua lebanav. And Ayin Rashi who brings down that we find a shita of Beis Shammai in Masechta Seita in a case where Seita was about to drink the mayim marim and her husband died. And we know once her husband died, then the din of mayim marim doesn't apply. Therefore, at this point, we have a suffix if she was actually mizana or she wasn't mizana. And certainly, if she was mizana, then she's not entitled to any ksuba. But if she was not mizana, then she would be entitled to a ksuba. And since it is a suffix, therefore, the din would be hamaitzi mechaveri al v'raya. And the Gemara has a shayla as to who would be the maitzi mechaveri. And Beis Shammai holds that since the woman has a ksuba, shtara imu ligvois kegavu dami, therefore it's considered as if Rachel already collected a ksuba, and therefore the yorshim of Reuven would have to bring a raya that she was mizana, and otherwise she would be entitled to a ksuba, while Beis Hillel is chilek, and Beis Hillel holds shtara imu ligvois is lav kegavu dami, and therefore although Rachel has a shtara ksuba, but she's not considered the muchzik, and the yorshim of Reuven are considered the muchzik on this mammon, and the only way that Rachel will be able to collect a ksuba is only if she brings a raya that she was not mizana. Before we continue, let us remember that in the case where Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon predeceased Reuven and then Reuven died, and we saw machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand who stated that the yorshin of Reuven would not be able to collect from the yorshin of Shimon with a shtar as ina demurish shvua lebanav. However, Abelazar was chilek and he held that yorshin ishpoin shvua is yorshin v'neglin, that since the entire din that the father had to swear to the Yarshin is only based on the Takanos HaChachamim. Therefore, even after Reuven dies, and although Reuven cannot make the regular Shvua, we will still allow the Yarshin of Reuven to collect from the Yarshin of Shimon, as long as they will make a Shvua Se Yarshin. We then saw that Rav Nachman stated, "I Isel Dravel Shmuel Isa, I Leisa Leisa." And the Gemara then is that it's mashmur that Rav Nachman had a suffix if we pass like Rav Shmuel, or we don't pass like Rav Shmuel. And the Gemara ultimately brought a raya. Rav Nachman actually disagrees with Rav Shmuel and would agree to Rav Elazar that the Yarshin of Reuven can make a shvua to the Yarshin of Shimon and be able to collect on their father's debt. And our Gemara now continues with the story regarding Rav Nachman as Ikla Rav Nachman Sura, as Rav Nachman went to Sura, Ula Gabe Rav Chista Rav Barfuna, and Rav Chista Rav Barfuna went to meet and to greet Rav Nachman. When Maisa, they knew that Rav Nachman really did not agree with the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, and they saw that people were actually passing like Rav and Shmuel. Therefore, Amuleis, Rav Chista Rav Barfuna said to Rav Nachman, Leisimar Na'akri Lahad Rav Shmuel, that we should get together and make a bezdin, and we should make sure that people know that the Lacha does not follow Rav Shmuel, and really the Yarshin of Reuven would be able to collect from the Yarshin of Shimon. However, Rav Nachman did not agree, and Amalehu and Rav Nachman said to Rav Chista and Rav Barfuna, Ichbele Basoy Kolani Parsi Lim'akri Lahad Rav Shmuel, I think that I traveled so far, and I traveled so many Parsois in order to uproot the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Certainly, since people are passing like Rav and Shmuel, therefore it would be a bazillion to go and uproot that psak, but Lamaisa, we should make sure that no one adds on to this din of Rav and Shmuel, and we only limit it to the specific case that Rav and Shmuel taught us, and therefore the din of Rav and Shmuel would only apply specifically in the case of Miss Leva B'chayim Malva, the Leva predeceased the Malva, and only afterwards did the Malva die. We shouldn't be Madama Milsa L'Milsa and apply the din of Rav and Shmuel to other cases. And before we continue, let us remember that in the Mishnah Daf Mem Heim and Aleph, we stated HaPegemes Ksubasa Leiti Para El Bishvua, that if Rachel brings a Ksuba to Reuven and asks to be paid for a Ksuba, and Reuven said, I already paid you, and Rachel said, well, it's true that you pay me part of my Ksuba, but you didn't pay me the rest of the Ksuba, in order for Rachel to be paid, then Rachel would have to make a Shvua. And similarly, if someone is paying him any Shtar, the same din would apply, the Malva would have to make a Shvua. And the Gemara now asks, Kagoy Mai, that when Rav Nachman stated that we should not apply the din of Rav Shmuel to other cases, in what case could Rav Nachman have been referring to? And the Gemara explains that it's based on the following halacha, as the Amra Papa, as Rav Papa taught us, HaPegim Ishtari Umeis, Yarshin Nishbar, and Shvuas Yarshin Nishbar, that if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and then Reuven was Pegim Nishtar, and he admitted that part of it was paid, then in order for Reuven to be paid, Reuven would have to make a Shvua. And Rav Papa teaches us that if Reuven would then die, then the Yarshin of Reuven can still collect from Shimon, as long as they make a Shvuas Yarshin. And L'chari, in that case, the Yarshin are not making the same Shvua as the father would have made. And L'chari, according to Rav Shmuel, we should say the klal that in Ademir Shvua Lebanov, the Yarshin of Reuven should not be able to collect from Shimon. However, L'maisa, we see that we don't apply the din of Rav Shmuel to this case, and we allow the Yarshin of Reuven to swear and collect the debt of their father from Shimon. And keep in mind that the same way that we just explained that there's a possibility to have a scenario where Reuven died and the Yarshin would now be able to make a Shvua in the case of Pegim Ishtarei, the same would apply in all the cases of our Mishnah, and our Gemara only explains one case, but certainly this same halacha would apply b'negeya any other dinim in our Mishnah, and we would not apply the din of Rav Shmuel to these other cases. The only time that we would apply the din of Rav Shmuel is only in regard to a limited case, Mis Leiva B'chayim Malva, that Kvanes Chayim Malva B'nei Leiva Shvua, Bein Oidem Meir Shvua L'banav. And keep in mind that although the Gemara is stating that we do not apply the din of Rav Shmuel to any other case, but certainly it's mashma that Rav Shmuel themselves would have applied this din to all cases. Rav Nachman teaches us that we should not passing like Rav Shmuel, aside for in one limited case. Rav Nachman really would like to passing like Rav Elazar, but he didn't want to be oikod alocha from Rav Shmuel, at least in regard to this one limited case. Gemara continues, Ahu deshachiv v'shavak arva savra papla meima hanami d'le leisiv alahu, that there was a story that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and there was also an ariv that guaranteed this loan, and it was a milva b'shtar, and l'maisa Shimon predeceased Reuven, and at that point, if Reuven would have wanted to collect from the yisayim of Shimon, then certainly Reuven would have had to make a shvua. Then Reuven died, now the yisayim of Reuven wanted to collect his debt, and the yisayim of Shimon didn't have money, and they went directly to the ariv. And l'maisa, although this is very similar to the case of Rav Shmuel, but Rav Shmuel were talking about a case where the yisayim of Reuven wanted to collect from the yisayim of Shimon, and over here the yisayim of Reuven wanted to collect from the ariv, and therefore a papa wanted to say that this is part of Rav Nachman's takana that we should only passing like Rav and Shmuel in a very specific and limited case, since this is not the exact scenario. Therefore, we should not passing like Rav and Shmuel, and therefore the Yisraelim and Reuven should be able to collect from the Arev as long as they swear a Shvuas HaYarshin. However, the Gemara tells us, Amalei Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua Papa, Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua responded to Rav Papa, Otu Arvola Bas Yasmin also, that although it's true that the Yarshin of Reuven will not be collecting from the Yarshin of Shimon directly, and they're only collecting from the Arev, but ultimately, after they collect from the Arev, certainly the Arev will now go and collect from the Yarshin of Shimon. Therefore, in reality, it is exactly the same case where Rav Nachman stated that we should pass like Rav and Shmuel, we would not allow the Yisraelim of Reuven to collect the debt of their father from the Arev as Ein Adomer Shmuel Lebanav. And the Gemara continues with a similar shakl v'taya, and the Gemara brings another case, Ahu d'shachiv v'shavik acha, that Reuven lent money to Shimon. Once again, Shimon predeceased Reuven, and therefore, if Reuven wanted to collect his debt from the Yisraelim of Shimon, then Reuven would have had to make a shvua, and then Reuven died, and Reuven didn't leave over any children, and he didn't have a father, and therefore, Reuven's brother Levi was Yerush Reuven. Levi would now like to go and collect the debt of Reuven from Shimon's children. And the Gemara tells us, Savarayim Bachama Lameima, Hanami Dolei Leisav Elohu, that Rayim Bachama thought to say that since Rav Nachman stated that we should limit the ruling of Rav and Shmuel, we should say that the only time that we pass like Rav and Shmuel is only specifically in a case where Reuven's children are collecting from Shimon's children. But in this case, since Reuven's brother is going to collect from Shimon's children, so maybe this would be part of Rav Nachman's takana, that in this case we should not pass like Rav and Shmuel, and we should pass like Rav Elazar, that Levi can make a shvua and collect from Shimon's children. However, Amalei Rava, Rava explains, Mali Shalai Pekdani Abba, Mali Shalai Pekdani Achi. Now, Lemaisa, this case is exactly the same case as the scenario of Rav and Shmuel, as in both cases, originally, if Reuven wanted to collect directly from Shimon's Yarshin, then Reuven would have had to make a shvua that he never collected from Shimon, and now that Reuven died, either his children or his brother would have to make a shvua sayoshin, even though certainly they're a bit different, as the children will say Shalai Pekdani Avi, and the brother will say Shalai Pekdani Achi, but ultimately it's the same concept, and therefore certainly the din of Rav and Shmuel would apply to this case. Even Rav Nachman would agree that we should pass him like Rav and Shmuel. Reuven's brother should not be able to collect from Shimon's children. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chama, and Rav Chama states, Hashlei it b'hilchasa like Rav and Shmuel v'leik Rav Elazar, then now that we don't see if we actually pass him like Rav and Shmuel, or we should pass him like Rav Elazar, hay da'ina da avik Rav and Shmuel avid, da avik Rav Elazar avid. So if a dayin passing like Rav and Shmuel and doesn't allow the Yorshin of Reuven to collect the debt of their father from the Yorshin of Shimon, then it's a valid psak, and the Ovid Rav Elazar Ovid, if a dayin passing like Rav Elazar and allows the Yorshin of Reuven to make a shvuas hayorshin and collect from the Yorshin of Shimon, that would also be a valid psak. The Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Rav Papa teaches us, Hayshter diyasme loy mikwa karinale v'lei abuim magbinale. In a similar case where Leva predeceased the Malva and then the Malva died, now the Yisraelim of the Malva have a shtar that states that they're owed money from the Yisraelim of Shimon. So the apotropos of the Yisraelim, or if they go to Bezdin and ask Bezdin what to do with the shtar, should not rip up the shtar, and they should also not collect using the shtar. As Rav Papa explains, that certainly we can't collect with the shtar, as potentially we pass on like Rav Shmuel, and therefore the Yarshin of Reuven and not collect from the Yarshin of Shimon as Ein Ad Meir Shvuel Lebanav. However, Mikra Le Karina Le, the Haidayin of the Ovid Krav Elazar Ovid, but you should still not rip up the shtar, as Rav Chama just taught us, the Haidayin of the Ovid Krav Elazar Ovid, and therefore, if eventually the Yisraelim find the Dayin that will pass on like Rav Elazar, then potentially at some point they'll be able to collect using the shtar, and therefore certainly you shouldn't rip up the shtar. The Gemara continues, Ahu Dayin of the Ovid Krav Elazar, if there was a Dayin that passed like Rav Elazar, that the Yarshin of Reuven would be able to collect from the Yarshin of Shimon as long as they made a Shvuas Yarshin and have a Tzur Rabbanan ben Masei, and there was a young Talmud Chacham in this town in Amalei, and he said to the Dayan, Sina Yagatu Merova, the less Hilchas Rav Elazar, that I will bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael that we don't pass him like Rav Elazar and we pass him like Rav and Shmuel, and therefore the Yarshin of Reuven should not be able to collect using the Shtar. And Amalei and the Dayan responded, L'chitesi, that when you bring such a Shtar that tells me that the Halacha follows Rav and Shmuel, then I will listen to you, but ultimately you don't have that shtar, and therefore I still hold my position, and I pass like Rav Elazar. Also, Kamei Rav Chama, and this Tzur Rabbanon ultimately went in front of Rav Chama, and Amalei and Rav Chama stated, as he previously said, Haidayin da Avik Rav Elazar Avad, and certainly now that this Dayan already paskin that the Yorshin of Reuven could collect using the shtar, so it's considered a valid psak, and we will stop over here.